It's hard to say what's driving the apparent resurgence in home canning.
Packing the pickles in, I put a clove of garlic and a
But one thing is certain. People like my good friend Craig Coleman of Green Bay are taking up what almost became a lost art due to decades of pre-canned and frozen grocery store food.
I have this great aunt. Her name is Darlene, and she makes pickles and brings them to all of our family functions. And they're the best pickles. I love the taste. And they're so much better than what you get in the store, you know. And so I just decided to give it a try. I went online and found a recipe. And
Coleman spent part of last weekend sanitizing jars, going to the Green Bay Farmers Market to buy what may be the last little cucumbers of the season, then packing them in jars to make his own pickles. Bill Wright saw the trend coming months ago. He's the community garden coordinator for Brown County Extension. He says 100 people took a seed starting class, and almost all his garden plots filled up. Wright says there are all kinds of reasons to grow your own food, whether it's concerns about pesticides or the desire to save some money.
You know, if you have a large garden and want to do some canning and things like that, well, there's all kinds of possibilities. You can can your own, you can can pickles, you can, you know, canned beets, you know, beans, you know, freeze things. There's all kinds of possibilities there.
I'm thrilled to see that people are interested in where their food's coming from.
That's Judy Knudsen, who's also with Brown County Extension. She's the family living coordinator. Knudsen hasn't bothered with food preservation classes in recent years because no one signed up for them. Now she's revived them. This year, all of her 9 classes filled up and there was a waiting list. Knudsen says some students can their own food because it's more nutritious, and others worry about recent contaminated food scares. But Knudsen cautions home canners must be extra careful.
Processing times have changed. A lot of people are still using grandma's old recipes or recipes out of old church cookbooks, which are no longer accurate, or they're going to the internet not realizing that not everything on the internet is accurate when it comes to food preservation. So, you know, helping them understand that everything needs to be sanitized, and you need to have the right instructions, and you need to follow those procedures exactly if you're going to get a good quality preserved product.
So, Brian's in there, we're good to go, and I'm going to get a lid.
Back in his kitchen, Craig Coleman appears to be taking all necessary precautions. He says he's not canning to save money or as some exercise in going back to nature. He just likes pickles.
Yeah, it is really easy. Once you get it started, I mean, it's really just boiling stuff in the end. I mean,
Did you ever think you'd be a canner?
Never. I didn't until, you know, like I said, the Aunt Darlene and her pickles started getting me thinking that I could probably do it. I mean, and really, it's just not much to it. And they're delicious. They're awesome pickles.
I can attest to that. One good thing about having a friend with a home canning hobby, if you're lucky, he just might let you take a jar home. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.